Aloha, everyone. This is Larry Camp, and welcome to the Nobody Knows Your Story podcast, which just happens to come with a side of Hawaii on it. Nobody Knows Your Story is a podcast which I believe will impact each listener in a positive way. As you listen to the experiences that have transformed, shaped, and guided each guest, perhaps you'll better understand your own personal journey. Some will surprise, some will make you question, and some will inspire, but all will leave you in a better place for listening in. As for the Hawaiiana, well, that's just a big part of my life story. So I invite you to check in from time to time, or better still, add Nobody Knows Your Story to your list of favorite podcasts. You'll enjoy hearing the life experiences of people just like you.
Through our life, all I see is blessings unfolding. Oh, it's amazing how everything works out so right. Our love is never ending. Oh, then in a moment it seems I could be lost without you. Song I sing wouldn't be made without you. It's true, she's music to me, she's all that I want. Life's been a blessing since she came along. She's music to me like a beat of a song. God knows that I've been waiting for so long. She's music to me, yeah, yeah. She's music to me, yeah, yeah. Oh. Sometimes I think of the moments we've shared and how they've passed so quickly. Life could never bring me the joy that I need. You weren't here beside me. Oh, girl, you should know by now I would be lost without you. Yes, and every song I sing is dedicated to you. It's true, she's music to me. Life's been a blessing since she came along. She's music to me, like the beat of a song. God knows that I've been waiting for so long. She's music to me.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome once again to another Nobody Knows Your Story podcast episode. This is a place where you're going to hear things that will impact your life in a positive way. Now, we just heard She's Music to Me by the Maui group Ikolu. And mid-podcast, we're going to hear Ikolu perform It's the Way I Feel About You. Now, if I sound a little bit more like Barry White today than my normal self, well, it's because I went with my tournament softball team back to Florida. And we stayed in this wonderful 8-bedroom home, 8 of us. We each had our own room. And, well, several of us caught a cold while we were there. Isn't that wild, back in Florida, to get a cold? But we did, and I'm recovering from that. But you know the way things work in life sometimes. When I was looking to rent a place for my teammates, we went to Airbnb, and I connected with, let's say, here we go. Now here's my test. I connected with Ivana Vusinovich. And Ivana and I kind of got to know each other a little bit back and forth through text messages and emails. I could tell from just a few things that she said that she had an interesting story and that you, my listeners, would, well, you would enjoy hearing this story. So Ivana, welcome to Nobody Knows Your Story.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. And we've chatted a little bit this morning, or I guess now it's afternoon. So yeah, I just told Ivana that it's just going to be two friends talking, even though we're new friends. And most of our talking has been through the internet, but yeah, we certainly enjoyed your property back there in Davenport, Florida, just I guess a few miles from Orlando.
Yes. Yeah. Very close to Disney World and Universal.
Yeah. And so as part of your story, I'm sure at some point you'll talk about that and how mm-hmm. you ended up with that property, because it's pretty unique and certainly worked out well for myself and my teammates. But hey, let's start with your story though, because you are from Serbia, although you are coming to us, or coming to me, I guess, live, because this is going to be edited and put out in a couple of weeks, but you're in Toronto, Canada now.
Yes. Yeah. I have been in Toronto for many years. Grew up I was born in former Yugoslavia. I was born in a country that doesn't exist anymore. In the part of the country is called Serbia. And now it's a country on its own. Grew up there, loved former Yugoslavia, honestly, loved all, because it was a bigger place and it's more exciting to visit lots of different sites. Then the war started. We had a civil war in former Yugoslavia, and so many of us escaped. We went trying to find out the better life and better countries and better places to live.
So when the civil war started, how old were you?
I was in university. Yeah.
Okay. And you were studying to get an engineering degree, right?
Yeah, I was studying civil engineering. Yes, at that time, and I was part of that big movement, anti-war movement in Serbia at that time, student movement. And at one point, you realize, or I did at that time, that I cannot change anything but my life. And so my husband and I then at that time decided to leave the country, and we ended up in Canada.
Okay, well, let's go back a bit before you even got to university. Let's talk about when you were growing up. What kind of a childhood did you have? Did you guys grow up in a religious family? Did you have brothers and sisters? What was your situation like growing up?
Yeah, I had a brother. We were not religious. So we grew up in a former socialist communist country. We were mm-hmm. not... We were not religious, but then suddenly when the war started, everyone became so religious.
Yeah, makes sense.
So we grew up in a fun place, honestly, when we had the opportunity to play. We played a lot with lots of different kids, and we, growing up, had lots of different parties. And I think this was a part of that time and that upbringing, so it was exploring the life and trying different things and spending lots of things with people, like try and meeting new friends and traveling a lot within the country and in that area of Europe. So it was fun. It was really fun. It was nice. And then we started, and then I started university, and as like in my second year, the war has started. And then the whole everything has changed. Like, I was lucky that I was from Serbia, because officially there was never war in Serbia. They were war in different other parts of the country, but we felt it. We felt it everywhere. Then you realize how, life is, it's really precious, and we should be trying to live every single moment that we have, because you never know when it could end.
Well, it's true. And you look at what's going on in Ukraine right now. So, I mean, that's very similar to what you went through.
It's very similar and very strange. And it's very strange now that I'm looking at that, and it's so similar. And I'm afraid that as a human beings, we didn't progress much. Like, as a human beings, 30 years after that war, we have another. Actually, in the meantime, we had so many other ones. It was not just those two. So it's just that at the end of the day, they will have to speak. They are going to have to talk. And it makes you wonder why do all of those things, but because at the end of the day, they will have to negotiate and to end it, because it cannot last forever.
Yeah, we as humans are slow learners, it seems, at times.
Slow learners, yes.
Hey, so where did you meet your husband? Did you meet him at university, or did you know him before you even went? Okay.
University, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So is he also, I assume, from Serbia then?
He's also from Serbia, yes. Okay. He's finished the same university as I did. So we graduated, like he's just a couple of years older than me, but we graduated approximately at the same time, and then we left the country.
So when you guys were looking to leave Serbia, how did you decide to go to Canada?
Because we wanted to go somewhere where we can go, it was easier to go to Europe, but it was very difficult to get a permit, to live there. There were two countries at that time, and one was Canada and another one was Australia. So we really didn't decide it. We applied for both. It's just the process for Canada was much shorter than Australia. And now I'm glad because Canada is so much closer to every other country. It feels closer, even though the climate is colder. It's much colder than Australia, but yeah.
Never. Well, especially in Toronto. I mean, you're pretty far. You're pretty far to the east. So, you know, you would have ended up in Vancouver or something, a little milder. But yeah. Well, hey, Toronto is such a happening place. So I have heard from a good friend of mine works there and goes back and forth quite a bit. Toronto has just become such a international melting pot that, you know, I've heard nothing but good things about Toronto.
Honestly, and it's becoming better and better with every year. When we came here, it was not like it is today. But today is like there's so many different places to go, things to do, restaurants to go to. There are so restaurants, the cuisines from all over the world. And it is a melting pot. And there's so many different people from all over the world. And it's a fun place to be.
Is there a pretty good Serbian community there?
Yeah, there is a big Serbian community here. Former Yugoslavian community as well. Yeah,
I think probably in some ways that's kind of nice. I mean, it's like when we travel, we just traveled to New Zealand and we went to Fiji and Tonga and Samoa, and it was interesting. I don't know about, you know, this is just my experience. I haven't been all over the world, but it seems like the few places I have been out in the Caribbean and different things, I'm always around Americans. I always run into Americans. So I never feel like I'm really away. I mean, I am, but I'm not, you know what I mean? So in some ways that's good.
Because there's so many of you guys.
We're everywhere. Well, let's talk about how you ended up. So you have a degree in civil engineering, but yet I know that you're working in the financial world and you've done, I think almost what, from the time you've been in Canada, you kind of got into the financial sector.
Yeah, so what I did, like first had some experience in IT, worked in IT sector. I realized that I'm not that good. I'm better with talking to people, communicating rather than working with machines. So I then moved to be more a business analyst. Then I work at the exchange. So I had passed some security courses, brokerage courses as well. So I did lots. The things I like. I like to study, actually. So, and then it pushes me to different places. So then I ended up working in mostly at the banks and financial industry. So I manage projects. And lately I've been working on actually teaching people how to implement a new methodology to do projects better. So I'm enjoying that as well.
Awesome. So your life, I guess let's get back to your personal life a little bit. You and your husband, you moved to Canada. You know, what's gone on in your personal life since you guys arrived in Canada? Kids?
Yeah, I have son. Yeah, we have son. We have son who is currently, he was just home. He's currently studying at University of Calgary. He found even colder place to go. So my son has been, he's athlete. He was playing tennis for so many years. And then when he was 16, he decided that tennis is not for him anymore. And he grew up. He's very tall. He decided to switch to basketball. At the end, he ended up with a scholarship with the University of Calgary. And he's playing for their basketball team and studying there. So he's enjoying his time. This is his first year, actually.
So now you have the family there in Canada. But yet I also know from some of our communication that you guys love to travel. Did you do a lot of traveling, you know, as a family, as your son was growing up?
Yes, we did lots. We did lots of traveling when he was younger. But then as soon as he started playing tennis, then our traveling was more connected to places where there are tennis academies and tennis things to do. So he spent lots of time in Spain. But when he was younger, so we, and before he actually got him, we traveled a lot. We'd seen different places. And yeah, so I like seen lots of places, but there's still lots of places to see. Like we traveled a lot, but then I'm thinking, like, I always wonder why didn't we travel more? Because that's really something that helps us, or helps me. I grew as a person, like, understand different culture, understand different ways of seeing life. And it expands my horizons.
Sure.
And I think I become I think it's for everyone, but I'll just talk about myself. I become a better person, understanding other and trying to implement some things that I learned through traveling. It's just, and I think that comes with the age too, honestly. When I was younger, I thought, I just thought, like, they're like, you don't understand me. How come you don't understand? Because this is the way to do things. But more like, it comes with age, I guess, then we realize that it's not that we don't know all, and it's we should actually cherish the opportunities to learn from different people.
And I think I know what you're talking about. I think I agree. It would be that as we get older, I think we allow ourselves to better understand that others can have different opinions that don't maybe agree with ours, and that's okay.
Yes, but it takes time to get to it. It takes time to get to that point. It's okay. Maybe I don't understand your point. Maybe I don't agree with you because I have a different view, but it's okay. Like that for me, that it's okay took decades to learn. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So on your travels, is this, I mean, at some point you guys must have come to Florida. You ended up with a big home in Florida. So you had to have at least visited Florida to realize, hey, I think maybe we'll get a vacation property here or something. So how'd that work out?
But it was not like that, honestly. It was, yeah, we did go to Florida. We went to Florida a few times because of the, like, tennis academies again. And and we did go to Disney as well. But it became more like an investment opportunity. It was more about, I joined a mastermind about investing in real estate because I wanted to do something else, something different. And it was more about how to create that financial independence that everyone is talking about and what needs to be done to get to it. And then I heard a lot about investment in Orlando because Orlando is the most visited place in US, actually maybe in the world, but it is definitely the most visited place in US. And we have traveled a lot, and I love going to short-term rental properties because I feel I like it much more than going to hotels personally, because then I feel like I belong. Like, I feel more like I belong to that place. Like, and then there's more space, and there's just somehow it's more personalized. And I really like that. I always liked renting from different people. Then as we talked, you and I talk about get to know each other. It's more like getting to know people and getting to know their property. It's like, you just like learn more. I always learn more from about the places when I rent a place through Airbnb or Vrbo. But it became like a, like, investment opportunity. And so we decided to team the house, and it's just like, was nothing like really planned that well, like to say, oh, we are going to have a pirate place in Florida. It's just that when we found that place, it was so dark inside that I just thought it has to be something with pirates. And I don't know why, but I completely became obsessed with pirates.
I can tell. I mean, the house was pretty awesome. I mean, the first thing that a couple of my teammates did was they went through like every room and took a picture, just because,
yes.
I mean, it's pretty unique for sure.
It is. It is. And because it started first, like, let's do something that is more Disney. And there are so many houses there, like the Mickey's and Minnie's. And then we thought, okay, no, let's do something a little bit different. And it's not that I was obsessed with pirates before. It's just that the obsession came through the whole process. And I like it because it's just, I just, when I think about them, I think about freedom And I think about the different experience. We really wanted to create experience, something really different for people to enjoy and to have fun. I hope we were able to achieve that. Yes, so it's very themed and very unique. But on the other hand, I think it's also could be relaxing as well.
Mm-hmm. And I've rented many, many places over the years through Airbnb and through VRBO. And as a matter of fact, I'm in the process of getting a place in Las Vegas right now for our team for a tournament in April. And then we have one in Flagstaff in June. And then we have one in Colorado in August. And then another one back in Vegas. And so I've become the team representative, I guess, that's in charge of getting the places to stay. And they'll usually be anywhere from four of us, well, to eight of us that stay in the same place. So your place was awesome because, you know, every guy wants their own room. They don't really want to share a room if they don't have to. So we were looking for something we started out with six players and then a couple more wanted to go. So I expanded it to eight bedroom places. There's not that many eight bedroom places around. Well, we were going to be playing in Lakeland. And so we really had to expand out, like you say, up towards Davenport, where you were located, because the places down there were more two and three bedroom places, which just wasn't going to work unless we all wanted to get two or three places. But it just turned out great for us. We had a lot of fun. You had a theater room and, you know, an arcade and pool table. And so a heated pool and spa. So it was really just everything that we wanted and then some. You know, you have that big facility where there was a clubhouse, right? And I asked the guys, hey, do you want to go over and check out the clubhouse? And they're like, why? We got everything we need right here. So you really thought of everything.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the other part that you and I were talking about before we started today was I had a rental property on Maui for 14 years. And you self-manage your, with a team, but you kind of oversee things from Toronto. I did the same thing at the time I lived in Arizona. And people would always ask me, how do you have a place in Hawaii and keep it rented on a short-term basis and you're living in Arizona? And I said, you got to have good people in place because you're not there, you know, so yes. you have a good team.
You have a good team, the people that you can trust, and they provide good services. And we have also we also have processes in place to make sure the processes are followed so that everyone, there are no surprises. When we purchased the home, teamed it, and all, we decided to go with a property management company. But I just realized the other day, after a month or so, decided that to take it over because it was not managed the way how I envisioned it would be. So it's like you invest in the place and all, and then you give it to someone, and they don't really take care of it the way I envisioned that it should be. So it was not the, but it's working well. Managing from the distance, so far, it has been working really well for me because of the good people I have in place. Yes.
You know, we are so much alike because I did the exact same thing. We went with a management company for the first year and a half. I was putting more people into the condo than they were because, you know, they represent a lot of condos. So if somebody sends them a note about wanting to come and stay in Maui, and they want to stay for 10 days and they want to stay in March, well, they're not going to necessarily put them in my place. They've got a whole slew of places. Maybe they'll put them in my place. And then when I would find somebody, they'd say, oh yeah, you can find somebody, Mr. Camp. That's fine. Go ahead. But we will charge you 20% of whatever the take is as our fee, even though I'm putting them in, they're like, yep. I go, okay. Well, I did that for about a year and a half while I was still working because I was too busy with work. But once I started to slow down a little, I'm like, bye-bye, I'll do this myself, you know, and like you say, it's much more personal. I mean, when I got to the house and I had a question or two, I shot you a text and you responded to me right away. You think I would have got that at 10 o'clock at night from a management company? No way.
No way. No way. Yeah, no way. And when I decided to manage myself, then we actually got a review from someone. The review was on Vrbo. Posted on Vrbo, and she said, I feel sorry for the property owners of this property. They invested so much in a property, but it's not managed as it should be. And I actually would like to find that person one day. I don't know how, because it was delisted and I'll be listed again. And to offer that, because that she actually in that review said everything that I discovered later that was true. So if that person is ever listening to this, please contact me and you have a free stay.
Ooh, I may have to be anonymous and just go ahead and reach out to you for a free trip I didn't even take. In your travels, and I know this too, you have been to Hawaii.
Yes.
So where did you go? Where did you go? When did you go? Have you been more than once?
We just went once. And I don't know why, because we loved it so much. We went to three different islands. And maybe it's because of tennis. My son grew up then. And we went to Maui, Kauai, and Oahu. Okay. And before going to Hawaii, I heard so many people saying, it's just a paradise. And I always thought that just how can it be? Like, there's so many places on earth that are paradise. Like, Hawaii is not the only one. But it's really a paradise. Like, now after going there, I still remember that I was thinking, my goodness, it's really a paradise. I really love, like, Oahu is it's a nice place to go and visit once. But Maui, Kauai is the places to return and to go there. And I hope we'll go again. It's just so many things to the Nepali coast is something helicopter ride. That's the best helicopter ride in Hawaii. It's one of my best experiences in life. Honestly, I don't know why, but I'm still remembering that those days. Even we were flying, I felt like a bird. We were sitting next. People say it depends where you sit in helicopter. I was sitting next to the pilot, so it was just incredible.
I played in a softball tournament one time on the island of Kauai and took my wife with me. And after about 2 days and I think 7 or 8 games, she's like, I'm done watching you play softball. And so I said, well, why don't you go on a helicopter tour? So that's what she did. So she's been on a helicopter tour of Kauai. I have not, but she said, just like you, that it was very awesome, that she really enjoyed it.
Very awesome. Yeah. Incredible. Yes.
Yeah. Do you have any other things that maybe stand out? Did you go to a luau or did you guys do any kind of other tours or anything like that?
Yeah. So it was a long time ago, but we did. Yeah. We actually went so many places that I remember the best, like the restaurant, the fish restaurant in Maui. It's called, I still remember to this day. My son is 19 now, so it was probably when he was six, maybe at that age. But the name of the restaurant that time was called Mama's Fish House. Mama's Fish House, yes.
Yeah, that's where we had our 25th anniversary dinner, my wife and I. So that's one of our favorite restaurants too. You got to book it about 3 months in advance though, because it's very difficult to get into.
It was not at that time. It was, we needed to book it in advance, but not that. Maybe over the years it became more popular, but at that time it wasn't, but it was just, I still remember that the taste was incredible. I love fish and seafood, but that was the best, one of the best places for fish and seafood. No, I remember the menu. They would have the fisherman's name on it as well, who actually caught the fish. It was just something unique.
I thought that was very cool, because what you do, you get the menu and it says fish today were caught by, and it has the fisherman's name right on there, which I thought that was pretty interesting. So I know you have done lots of other travel. Where are some of the spots that, you know, you've enjoyed the most as you've, you know, visited and traveled throughout the world?
The one that maybe we enjoyed, I still remember, it's Singapore and Bali. Bali is one of the places that it's so different. It's so unique. And people, they are different and unique. They're so nice. And it's just that it's a completely different culture. And I really enjoyed it a lot.
So you mentioned two places that are on my list of places I want to go, Bali and Singapore, both. But also, you mentioned that your son had gone to a number of tennis camps in Spain, which is a third place that I would really like to visit. So I've heard good things about all three of those places.
Yeah, Spain is one of Spain, and it's one of my favorite places. I don't know why, but it's just like it's a combination of the sea and good cuisine and nice people. And also, it's so different. They're different, like going to Madrid, to Barcelona, and then maybe south of Spain. They're all different places, completely different. So it's so many things to enjoy.
So let me ask you this question about your travels. Have you found, though, that really people throughout the world are pretty nice?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's what I found too. I mean, I haven't traveled as much as you have, but everywhere I have gone, I've met really nice people. And I'm not talking about necessarily right in the touristy areas. If you even get out in Costa Rica, or when I was, you know, just recently, like I say, even in Samoa or Tonga, we went and found a taxi guy and said, hey man, take us over to this place. We'll pay you some money and let's go. And it was just so fun sitting in his taxi, just talking and laughing. And I got him laughing a couple of times. We went by the prince's place, and this huge home with a long driveway, and there's a guard booth at the front, and the gate was open. I said, his name was Nalu. I go, Nalu, let's go down that driveway to the house and I'll knock on the door and tell him I need to use the bathroom. He started laughing. He's like, no way. But we just had so much fun just kidding around with him. Yeah. And those are the things my wife and I will talk about. Well, like, man, the people are just so nice everywhere we go. And that doesn't mean that there aren't people that aren't nice. It's just that I guess we've been fortunate.
I think when we are coming up from the, it's about energies as well. If you're going there, being happy and being nice, you're running into happy and nice people. That's how I don't know. It came to me. It's not that my theory is just coming up with the theories as we speak. But it is like a few years back, we actually had a small, 5 of us, a high school reunion. 5 of us went together on a trip. We went to Morocco. And it was such a fun an exciting trip. And we also had a driver who drove us around from different, because we went to visit, I think, five places in Morocco. And every place we went with him. And he became like, it's much younger than us. Like, we were like, he was very surprised when he heard our age, because we were laughing and pretending that we are much younger than we really are. But it was so much fun. And it ended up being invited to a Moroccan wedding. That was fun too. It's interesting. Different cultures and different things to do. Yeah.
And just listening to that story reminded me of my nephew, Cody. He and his wife, Courtney, and they're young. They're in their 20s. Before he started medical school, he decided, let's go travel around the world. And they did. They went to China. They went everywhere. But they were in India one time. And they'd hired this guy to take him around, show him some sights. And he said, would you like to come and have dinner with my family? And they're like, okay. So they went to his home and had dinner. Wow. And just, you know, they were different religions, different cultures, not really easy to even converse because they spoke different languages. But he said that was a highlight of their visit there to India, was just going and spending some time with just, you know, a family, just, you know, not the typical touristy thing. So I think sometimes if you can get away from just maybe the tourist sites and the hot spots and see some of the people in there just living their lives, that is kind of a fun part. And those parts are very memorable to me.
Yes, and that's the best part. Like when going to different places, I book and then I go through the book and I go through the list of things. And in the past, I was thinking, oh, we need to see it all. And now I'm more relaxed and I say, like, we always need to leave the places to see again, to return. So if you see everything at first, then there will be no opportunities to come back. So, but then it's all about more enjoying the small things and meeting local people. And it's more fun than seeing all different seasides, because all of those seasides are full of tourists and there's not much to learn and no different experiences. But we all need to step out of our comfort zone to be able to go to someone's home, to be able to eat the food that we don't even have a clue what is it. Like, it's sometimes it's hard, like, because we don't know what it is. So.
Yes. Yeah. But you know what? I will try it. I mean, I will try anything at least one time. I mean, I don't think there's ever been a food that's been offered to me that I haven't at least tried. Yeah, I like that too. I mean, as long as I know it's not going to make me sick, then I'll go for it.
Yeah. But you never know, though.
Well, and we've done a lot of cruises, and sometimes when you do a cruise, they'll stop in a port for maybe 8 hours. So you really don't have time to see everything. And so, like you just said a minute ago, sometimes that gives you enough of a glimpse, though, of that area to realize, okay, I want to come back here sometime and spend more time here. And that's kind of the way we look at it. And we know that we would like to go back and spend more time in Fiji, because we just, you know, we were there twice on our last visit, but not enough time to really get to see that country the way we'd like to. So yeah, it's a good way to do it.
You know, what's very interesting talking to you, because you're talking about places that I would like to see. You said, I told you about places you would like to see, but I would like to see New Zealand and Fiji and places you visited on your last trip. And those are really things that I would really like to go see.
Yeah, I think I could live in New Zealand, because it's, first of all, they speak English. The climate is a climate that I like, but you know, there's no perfect place. I have found that through my travels and through living in, well, I don't know, I've lived in about 7 or 8 of the United States. There's no perfect place. I think what you end up doing is you just find a place that is as comfortable and as perfect maybe as it can be for you. The things that you like to do, it's a location also where you're not too far from family and friends. That's one thing about living in Hawaii that was difficult, is that we were so far away from our family and from our friends. And sure, people would come and visit once in a while, but we missed weddings, we missed funerals, we missed things that we just couldn't go to because we were too far away. So later in life, when we decided, you know, what do we want to do? We ended up moving back here to the mainland, as we call it. It's obviously Hawaii is part of the United States, but mainland, this gives us an opportunity now that we can do those things and spend time, more time with our family and our friends. So, yeah.
Well, we would never, actually, you couldn't live in New Zealand then because it's further away from Hawaii.
Well, that's true. It's a place that when I was there, I said, I could live here, but you're right. I could live there, but I still have those same issues that I just described from being in Hawaii. Yeah, because it's even further. You're right.
Yes, yes. And so for me, and for us, family is really far away, but we have lots of friends and lots of that they actually over the years, they became as a family here in Toronto. And spending time with them, it's really important. And it's really, really important for us. It's priceless. Yeah.
I was just going to ask you what your plans are for going forward now. I mean, do you have some bucket list items that, you know, places you want to visit or things that you still want to do in your life? I mean, that trip I described to you was my bucket list trip. That was a big trip that I'd wanted to do for many, many years, but I've still got more. How about you?
Yes. I have so many. I've never visited South America, and that's the place I would like to go. I would like to go to Brazil and Argentina and Peru. And actually, I've never been to Costa Rica that you mentioned, and I really would like to go there to see the forest and to be there. I heard it's a beautiful place. There are so many places to go and see and explore. That I just there's creating a bucket list. Like I haven't ever created a bucket list, but my bucket list, if I would, they would just expand, people, because there's so many things to go and so many things to see. We actually and even the places that there's so many trips that we took, they're so memorable, like hiking in Alberta and British Columbia of Canada. It's something that everyone should actually do, because to see the beauty of nature, there's really hard to come up with a shorter bucket list.
When we first bought our place in Hawaii, the first people that ever rented our place were Doug and Judy McPhee from Jasper, Alberta, Canada. And
really?
Yeah, so we obviously, I'm telling you their names right off the top of my head. So they rented from us so many times. Finally, I said, you guys need to buy your own place. And they did in the same complex. We were in building one. They bought in building seven. And we stayed in touch over the years. And this has been, over 20 years now. But just learning about their home, you know, up there where they live. And it's just so beautiful. And like you said, when you were talking about the hiking, that's, you know, we've talked to them about coming up there. And, you know, we haven't done that. So as you mentioned that, I'm thinking, yeah, that's something we still need to do.
Because it's when there's some places in the world like Banff and Jasper and I've seen so many photos of that place, and I always thought it's probably photoshopped a little bit, but it was not. It's really like that. It's so much better in real life because you have 360 view, and this was just one. It's so much better that the photos cannot really present the beauty of that place, of those areas.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So do you think you'll have any more expansion into the rental home business? Like you've got the place down there in Davenport. Yeah, will you pick up another one, or do you think that's enough?
No. You know what? I would love to have more, and I would like to have more in different places. Some in Canada, some in US, because maybe in future some places else. It would be nice to have, to host people, to create experiences. I love that, to be able to create experiences for people, and experiences they're going to remember forever. For a few years, that we have to be forever, but places that are going to be unique for people to stay and being part of all of that. So
Hold on just a minute. I'm gonna grab a book here off my shelf over there. I can't reach it, so I got to step up and get it. So hold on a second. Okay, you were talking about creating memories for people through you know, maybe some of the places that you own. And I just wanted to show you this. When I got back from this trip from Florida, I made a picture book for each of my teammates because I like making these photo books. I've been doing it for many years. Can you see this right here?
Yes. Yes, I can see it.
See that picture there? Okay, so that's an idea of, you know, how much your place meant to this group of guys. We had so much fun, and we're older. So I can honestly say that the memory of this trip, I will remember for the rest of my life because there's no doubt. I don't think we'll ever be doing a trip like this again. We had to qualify to play into that tournament. And I'm not sure we'll ever be lucky enough to even qualify to play there again. So that might be one and done for us.
You won the tournament. How come you?
We won our division. We did. Yes, it was again something we'll probably never do again. And that's part of the memory. It's like doing that New Zealand, Fiji, Tonga, Samoa trip. Judy and I look back on it and say, we'll probably never do that again because it's so far away, and there's other places we want to go.
Yes.
And we're getting older, but man, we'll never forget that trip either. So yeah, keep doing it. Keep expanding your horizons and getting places because you are creating some memories for people that they will always remember.
Thank you. I actually have to say you're the first ever team that visited the house and then you visited and won the tournament. So we are proud of our winners.
Well, and I think we're probably the first group that never came with kids, right?
First group that never came with kids, yes. And first time that adults slept in did you sleep in the two-ship room or who slept?
You know, it's kind of funny. We drew names out of a hat to see who got what room. And I ended up in the room that had all the candles on it, you know, that kind of they flicker and things. I was in that room. Yeah, Bill and Dean, two of my teammates, ended up with the bunk bedrooms. But you know what? It was great. Everybody had a good time and we had so much fun. And Yvonne, hey, I sure appreciate you coming on the podcast today. I know in the beginning you said you were a little nervous and you hadn't done this before, but you know what? I told you it'd just be two friends talking.
Yes. Yeah, and that's exactly how it felt. So thank you. It was so much fun. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Well, listen, everybody. Hey, check back in 2 weeks. We'll have another interesting guest as we always do. Aloha, Yvonne.
Aloha. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Not far away, let's talk story. It's where my mama was born, it's where I come from, it's where my daddy fell in love not long ago.
Let's talk story. What's